This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here. Dougie feeling a little under the weather. And ladies, we think he had his vaccine yesterday, second round of his. Was he getting Pfizer or Moderna? I can't remember.
I think he got Pfizer because he got it at a medical facility, so I think they had the refrigeration.
Yeah, so he's.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I remember him saying it was Pfizer.
Feeling a little bit under the weather, so he'll be joining us in a bit. In the meantime, we're giving him some time to rest. We sent him to bed last night with ice cream and a leave, so that's a rough combination.
fixes a lot.
Yeah, if anyone listens to the program with any regularity, for Doug to take any sort of medication is a big one, and certainly the ice cream isn't a stretch, but I think he was having some stomach stuff, too, so it may have made it worse. I don't know. All right. In all seriousness, we turn our focus to the top story again of today, which is the aftermath of that shooting in Boulder, Colorado, where the suspect walked into the store, opened fire before he got in there, killed two people in the parking lot, eight people inside the store. The victims' names were released yesterday. One of them was a police officer who ran in kind of unaccompanied. He was the first to arrive on the scene. Eric Talley is his name. The victims ranged in age from 20 to 65. People from all walks of life, people who worked for the store, people who were just in there trying to get some groceries at that King Soopers. And we're learning a little bit more about the situation as it unfolded and the shooter. We'll use the shooter's name just once or twice for the record, but I don't like to overuse these shooters' names because I think it just adds to the celebrity that so many of them get after doing events like this. But police yesterday identified Ahmed Al-Awali Alisa as the shooting suspect. He's 21 years old, and he ended up shot in the leg himself, ladies, and was in the hospital yesterday. He was in stable condition. They released him from the hospital, and he was charged with 10 counts of murder from Boulder police and from the district attorney there. A worker who worked at the King Soopers witnessed the shooting, and apparently, according to police, the gunman shouted out, I surrender, I'm naked. Remember, it was reported, Victoria, you probably saw this too, it was reported that he went into the store in tactical gear, but when we saw images of him being arrested, we saw that he was almost naked. He had no shirt on. He was bleeding right from the leg. And a lot of people thought, well, maybe the police stripped him of that if they thought that either he had other weapons on him or if they thought he had some kind of explosive, that maybe they did that after they had him in custody. But according to this worker at King Soopers, the shooter said, I surrender, I'm naked. That was about 30 minutes after the first shot rang out. One of the pharmacy technicians at the store said that her manager had yelled out that there was an active shooter in the store. She hid in a small room that had a heavy door on it. She said the first 10 minutes seemed to be when the most shots were fired, and then she said the store just got very quiet. There was a lot of chaos, people trying to escape through the back of the store, people trying to hide. She said that she heard the police department make an announcement over a loudspeaker. The gunman was told that the building was surrounded. And then she said, finally, she heard the gunman yell out, I surrender, I'm naked. She said it took about 20 minutes before police entered the building to take him into custody. She said it seemed that police may have entered the store through the ceiling. And she said it seemed that the gunman was still near the pharmacy when they told him to surrender. He said, I surrender, I'm naked, one more time. Now, police said that after they identified him, you know, of course, there was this rush towards trying to figure out who this person was. And there, I think the Daily Beast maybe was the first, at least that I saw, that released information about his brother saying that he suffered from schizophrenia, that he was very paranoid. He thought people were following him. We learned he was a high school wrestler. He is a subscriber to Islam. Whether that was a motivating factor in this, we don't know. He seemed to think that he was victimized by Islamic hate, not a fan of former President Trump. These are all things that people learned from his Facebook in the aftermath of releasing his name. And a lot of people, I think, had to take a step back, because there are a lot of people who drew conclusions about this early on, and then they had to take steps back off of social media. Many people assumed that this was another white guy. And I guess my question, Victoria J., if you want to jump in, is, does this matter? Is jumping to conclusions like this helpful in jumping to conclusions before the investigation is even completed? I mean, we just talk about the facts that we know, but we still don't have a motive, and investigators say we still don't have a motive, yet people on social media tend to jump in thinking that they're the FBI.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone wants to speculate. I think, unfortunately, the reason that people jump to the conclusion that this was yet another 21-year-old white male is because that's been the pattern. With the exception of the guy from the Vegas shooting, which he was an older white guy. But that seems to just sort of fit the bill of school shooters and things like that. So I think it's not a huge leap. I think it's obviously inappropriate to, you know, be on social media and putting this kind of stuff on blast when families are still trying to even wrap their head around losing loved ones. It's unfortunate that people, you know, kind of jump in and try to play that game. But I don't think it serves a purpose other than just pointing out, you know, that's been a pattern, and I think that's what we're used to.
And it seems like it can sometimes be damaging to the trials that are upcoming still.
Yeah, I was surprised. There was one thing that I did think was kind of weird about the way this released. And again, at the end, I mean, I hate people when they say the end of the day as a transition, but the truth is, when these killings are done, it is a bad person. It is an evil person. It's a socially and mentally deranged person that is responsible for them. Whether that is a shooting that's motivated by hate of God, hate of a race, hate of themselves, sex addiction, an extreme radicalization into their faith. I mean, you talk about, you know, we talk about the two shootings we've heard this week about, and that is the shooting in Georgia, the guy who went into day spas and shot 8 people, many of them female Asians. Then you went into, and he says he suffers from a sex addiction. Then you hear this guy who most likely had some kind of radicalization. He was from Syria. He wanted to, according to reports, go back to Syria this year, and we haven't had a terror attack in the last few years. This would be the first time we've had something like that for the purposes of extreme Islam anyway. But regardless of what conclusions people jump to, this is a lot of mental illness that we do not want to deal with as a country. And whether that, you know, no matter what the motivating factor is, and I think everybody, it just struck me yesterday that everybody is waiting. Like, I was watching on social media, and maybe you guys saw this too, how people were celebrating when they thought that this was another white guy who walked in and started shooting. And then when it was revealed that he had a Muslim name, then the other side of the aisle were celebrating that it was terror and it was someone who was an anti-President Trump person. That's disgusting. I mean, there are 10 people that are dead here. There are 8 people that are dead in Atlanta. And we're worried about team sports as to which fits the narrative so we can take down the other side. It's gross what we've become.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that you're right. The mental illness conversation, it's become the words mental illness have become so buzzy that I think people have almost decided, well, we've talked about it a lot and now everyone can say the term mental illness, and so obviously the problem is fixed. And I think people just, I don't know, I saw something about his high school teammate said that he was disturbed in high school. I mean,
he was known to the FBI. Again, we've got another one of these guys who was known to the FBI. And why? And we've got the FBI engaging. I'm not kidding when I tell you that people that I know that went to the Trump rally on January 6th, that did not set foot inside of the Capitol, have had their homes raided by the FBI simply for being at a rally. And yet this guy was known to the FBI, and he goes unchecked so that he can walk into a King Supers and open fire.
And we're broken. How did he? He brought assault weapons 6 days before the shootings. Where is the gun control? Where are the gun laws? That if he's already on an FBI watch list, why was he allowed to buy an assault rifle?
Hugely. We should actually have a conversation about that. I've heard a lot about assault rifles. He had. We believe he had an AR-15, which is a semi-automatic.
Yeah, but it seems to be the weapon of choice for mass shootings.
Well, it's the only reason that it's the weapon of choice is that it's the most popular weapon. There is no difference between an AR-15 and a handgun. There is no difference unless you adjust the size of the magazine. Both of them are semi-automatic weapons, and a lot of people go crazy about the AR-15 because they think AR stands for automatic rifle. It's not. AR stands for the make of the gun. So I think there's a lot of people who want to vilify the what's used to go into a store, but Boulder, Colorado had some of the strictest gun laws. They had universal background checks. They had a ban up until, I think, just a few days or months ago of the AR-15. So we don't know where
he bought it, but he did buy it somewhere 6 days before the shooting. That's as much as we know at this point.
Gun laws work for people who are going to follow the law. Gun laws do not work for people who are going to walk into King Supers and start shooting. And that's just...
And it should be the other way around, right?
Yeah, because you should be a firearm owner.
Yeah, yes. You're a gun owner, and you're a responsible gun owner. You should be able to go into any store wherever you want and buy one. It should work in your favor, but it doesn't.
That's the thing. It's like, I'll be the one who follows by the law, yet there'll be other people who are bad people, who are criminals, I would never walk into a King Supers and open fire.
Of course not.
Yet the people who we want to put more laws on, we think will do that. All right, as we continue, we'll have more on the DJV show at 18 minutes past the hour.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Talking about how I scared myself yesterday walking out of the house. The sprinklers went on. I thought I was getting attacked by a person or a skunk. Welcome back to the DJ V Show. It's 23 minutes past the hour. This is the time of day when we check in with what is trending. Jay Kirshner is our social media. I like to call her guru, but we could call her goddess today, too.
And ooh, I like it.
Jay, there's a lot that is going on. I know yesterday social media was captured with the story, people jumping to conclusions, people not jumping to conclusions, a lot of vitriol once again on social media about the shooting in Boulder. But you asked a question on our Facebook page at DJ V Show about whether or not you are against stricter gun control. You don't have to go through all of the responses, but overall, what are people saying on Facebook today?
I would say about 98% are against any kind of stricter gun control laws. Many people are also pointing out there already are some pretty strict gun control laws. They just need to be better enforced. Only 2% were like, hey, no, we need to do something about this. We need stricter gun reform.
I think the one thing that stuck out is that in Boulder and Colorado, they have really strict gun laws. I wasn't sure what that looked like when we first heard about this, but they do universal background checks. They had a ban on AR-15. There's a lot of stuff that was going on in Colorado, and this person still was able to acquire a gun. What else is trending on social media? What are some of the hot stories today?
Well, Meghan McCain has issued an apology for some comments that she made in March of last year. Now, with everything going on with the shootings after the Atlanta shooting, she was saying that she condemns the reprehensible violence and the targeting towards Asian American community. Well, John Oliver called her out for those comments that she made back in March of last year, where she was pretty much saying she didn't have a problem with Donald Trump's rhetoric about COVID-19, calling it the China virus. And she was saying, you know, people can call it whatever they want. It did originate in Wuhan. Well, John Oliver's going back and pointing out, well, that's not okay. And so she's acknowledging now that, like, okay, yeah, no, those comments are not okay. That's also what's aiding
this
racism against Asians and Asian Americans.
How is it that, and this is a totally innocent question, but how is it that calling a virus the Chinese virus And not saying that it's the Chinese people, but that it came from China, the China virus. How is that somehow setting up other people for hate? I mean, we've had SARS, we've had MERS. MERS, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. I mean, traditionally,
no one even knows what MERS stands for.
But if they
Honestly, no one looks.
Coronavirus, these are the kinds of things that...
Remember, people stopped drinking Corona beer? People are not that bright. I think the answer is people aren't that bright. And people stopped drinking Corona beer because it was called coronavirus. People legitimately thought there was something in Corona beer. That's like where we need to begin. That's like the base level. And I think calling it the China virus, there's a Chinese restaurant not that far from here. We do not live in a very diverse community here at the Jersey Shore where we are. And the Chinese restaurant was vandalized and China virus was sprayed all over the building because people don't seem to distinguish between Chinese Americans and people in China. So when you call it the China virus, I guarantee if you called it the Italian virus or the Irish virus, there would be someone who has very low capacity of, you know, a mental capacity, and then they're gonna react. And I think that's where that type of racism comes from. It's the lowest form of intellect, and it's sad, but that's just the truth.
It's just to me the way people make a leap like that. I mean, I am upset that the Chinese government held back information on coronavirus.
Sure.
Whether or not they intentionally released it on the world, they certainly benefited financially from it by trying to sell their PPE and all their stuff to other countries who were suffering, and they could have been more forthcoming. But I don't blame the Chinese American who's here with a business. I mean, it's amazing to me.
No, but stupid people do.
Yeah, some people. They just take what other people say so literally.
Mm-hmm. That's Jay Kirshner, What's Trending. Follow us on at DJV Show on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Facebook. Chime in, let us know what you think. More up ahead, it's the DJV Show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. At SEMA 360, Chevrolet will showcase a 1977 K5 Blazer converted to all-electric propulsion. The K5 Blazer E is a functional proof of concept of the upcoming electric connected and cruise package. Chevrolet Performance plans to sell in the second half of 2021. During the virtual event, Chevrolet Performance will survey SEMA members interested in building their own electric projects to help finalize Chevrolet's initial e-crate offering. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We got to move fast here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With recent shootings in Atlanta, Georgia, and Boulder, Colorado, some politicians want to infringe on the Second Amendment. Louisiana Senator Republican John Kennedy says you don't stop drunk drivers by taking all the sober drivers off the road. The senator continues on Fox News.
In my judgment, we do not need more gun control. We need more idiot control.
Two accused leaders of the Proud Boys militia group on Tuesday pleaded not guilty to multiple criminal charges related to their alleged role in the occupation of the U.S. Capitol. At a federal court hearing in Washington, D.C., Ethan Norden of Washington State and Joseph Biggs of Florida both pleaded not guilty to riot-related charges. Conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has claimed victory following Israel's fourth election in less than 2 years. Projections based on exit polls from Israel's three leading broadcasters, which could change, all show Netanyahu winning. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With Colorado already having some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, politicians want more in light of Monday's Boulder, Colorado rampage that killed 10 people by suspected gunman, 21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden is calling on Congress to take action following the mass shooting Monday at a Boulder, Colorado grocery store that killed 10 people. Speaking from the White House, the president urged the Senate to pass a pair of House-passed bills to address the nation's background check system.
The United States Senate, I hope some are listening, should immediately pass the two House-passed bills that close loopholes in the background check system. These are bills that receive votes of both Republicans and Democrats in the House.
In his remarks, the president also called for a renewal of the ban on assault rifles and a ban on high-capacity magazines. Senator Ted Cruz says those are always the solutions that Democrats push after a mass shooting. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that those measures don't work, and he laid out ideas that he says will stop the next tragedy.
The way to do it, what works, is you target the bad guys. You go after violent criminals, you go after felons, you go after fugitives, you go after those with serious mental illness, you stop them from getting guns, and when they try to illegally buy a firearm, you lock them up.
Speaking to the Denver Post, a former classmate, Dayton Marvel, said Alyssa was kind of scary to be around and that he had once made threats against people during a wrestling match. For the first time in 50 years, NASCAR Cup Series will have a dirt race Sunday at Bristol Motor Speedway, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There, 34 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is here, and we can never forget our friend Phil, the lone man who is holding down the fort with us three Spitfires. That's right. Dougie is out for at least a little bit today. He's a little under the weather. He got his second COVID vaccine, which if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know he was looking forward to it. But he got it. He's not feeling so hot. We'll get an update on him. He is resting at the moment. In the meantime, you know, we usually celebrate. Like yesterday was National Puppy Day, and that was fun, and we were all excited. It was National Puppy Day. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. Like, who celebrates World Tuberculosis Day?
Right?
Anybody have that marked on their calendar?
Okay, so
Jay,
you
buy a Mac a balloon for World Tuberculosis Day.
He has a shirt.
So I take ownership of this one because I do, you know, help prepare the prep for the show. And so one of the things Doug likes me to figure out every day is, like, what's today's holiday?
What today is it?
So when I saw, okay, so this is, I'm going to fully admit my ignorance here. So I saw, all right, World Tuberculosis Day. My second thought was, is that still a thing? Not the day, but the disease.
The
is tuberculosis still a thing? And I honestly don't know the answer. I would imagine if I had to, like, you know, fully, like, on the spot answer, I would guess maybe it happens still some places in, like, third world developing nations. But other than that, I know nothing about it. I don't know what it does to you. I don't know if, do we get vaccinated for it still?
It's a lung thing, I believe, because when I was on a flight, my dad has this friend of his.
I'm glad you don't fully know either, so I don't feel as dumb.
Well, this is funny. So first of all, Doc Holliday had tuberculosis. If you ever watch Tombstone, you see Val Kilmer's interpretation, you see him not looking so well. He had tuberculosis.
So this is like the Wild West of diseases. This is like the time frame? Okay.
The problem is that it stays in your body for a long time and no one knows they have it. So a couple of, I can't believe we're doing tuberculosis stories.
Right.
But I remember my dad, one of my dad's friends, who's super funny, does like 1,000 voices, and he's a funny guy. He does radio in L.A. now. And he was working for us, and we were traveling to some remote on an airplane. I think we were going to Florida or someplace. And I had a cold. I was young, like probably because I was like, you know, child prodigy working from like 12 years old and on. And so I was going to work with my dad probably at like 18. And I had this awful cough. And my dad's friend turns around from the other aisle, and he goes, "Did your tuberculosis clear up yet?" So that the whole plane could hear it. I remember being devastated because it was so embarrassing. And but everybody knows the tuberculosis test. They're those ones when you're a kid, they're like a little spike strip, and your skin bubbles up after 3 days if you have tuberculosis. Do you remember getting those when you were little?
I don't remember that.
Not at all.
That's why I'm the oldest of the group. In any case,
I don't remember that. But,
yeah.
But do we get a vaccine for it still?
I don't think there's a vaccine for it. I don't know. I don't know if there's a vaccine. You know what? If you know,
we're not a medical show. In case
you're
just tuning in
at DJV show, let us know what we need to know about tuberculosis. Yeah. All I know is that it's bad if you get it. It can, and the reason it's so bad is that you don't know you have it until it's almost too bad to figure out. And that was, you know, obviously modern medicine can do a lot. Poor Doc Holliday and Val Kilmer took a beating in Tombstone. Spoiler alert.
Speaking of movie versions, so movie versions of disease. Is in my brain, I thought it's what Forrest Gump has and why he has braces on his legs. No joke. That's what I thought last night.
That's not tuberculosis.
That might have been polio. I don't know. I get a lot of the old-timey ailments mixed up. I don't really know.
Polio.
Yeah,
tuberculosis,
I'm not sure.
Think more like the lungs.
Okay.
That's where it is.
I'm glad Dr. Jen was able to clear that up.
Right?
That's more the Tiny Tim disease. This is more of the Doc Holliday disease. You can you pick your poison. I mean, really.
Okay, so Tiny Tim had polio.
All right, after all of that.
Let's transition. Okay, here's a virus Let's talk about a virus that we could actually intelligibly talk about. That's COVID,
with credibility,
right? With some credibility. We know COVID. So according to a new Harris Poll survey, and this is kind of interesting, I'll ask you guys this before we get to the survey. So if, Jay, I said you said you're getting your first shot soon, right?
No, I got my first shot yesterday.
You got it already. Okay, so you got your first shot yesterday.
How do you like your new tail? Has it shown up? Is it pretty?
Yeah, right. How are those scales?
There's no tail, but I am growing some horns.
Nice.
Perfect. Nice. And so, Jen, you had COVID, so you're probably going to wait a little bit, right, to get the vaccine?
I'm just letting it ride. I saw my mom get very sick getting the vaccine. I think when Johnson & Johnson becomes more available and my number comes up in L.A., then I will get that vaccine. But for right now, I'm just trying to stay out of trouble, laying low.
Right. So here's the question. How long after you're fully inoculated, so after two shots, or the J&J is one shot, but I think you still have to wait a month before you're fully inoculated, so how far after full inoculation will you guys wait to then resume quote-unquote normal activities, indoor dining, amusement parks, concerts, things like that?
Immediately. If the vaccine works, the vaccine works, and you got to trust it and get back
okay.
to life.
All right. And
yeah,
Jay, what's
I'll
your
continue.
Answer?
I mean, I still do go out to eat very randomly, very rarely, and it's always downtimes at restaurants, and if I can get patio seating, I will. But as
far as concerts... How do you guys feel about flying? Have you both...
I have flown. Yeah, I flew with Mac over Christmas because my husband and I drove from Nashville to Cleveland, and that was a hot mess. So Mac and I ended up flying back. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous about it. I ended up feeling very comfortable. I sat at the very back of the plane so that everybody was forward and like in front of me and breathing forward.
Smart.
Not kind of breathing towards me.
Yep.
And Mac and I are going to be flying again for Easter.
Okay.
I don't want to be in too many places where it's like people are really close to you. I still want to be places where I can keep my distance, and I'll continue to wear a mask out in public.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if going to any concerts, I can't wait to get back to live music, but I'm not going to be in a mosh pit anytime soon.
Right.
I just feel like we're really secure. Anyway. I've traveled, and I felt pretty safe on the planes. I think I told you guys the airport. I mean, I didn't feel that there was any problem with flying. I don't know. I heard Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci go back and forth about, you know, why people would be wearing masks after the vaccine. And I think it's a really valid question. If you are vaccinated, Why do you continue to wear the mask? And Fauci says, well, it's just in case there's another variant that isn't covered. But you're changing your whole way of life. I mean, we're changing our whole way of life based on, as Rand Paul said, conjecture about what may happen. What if? And I don't know. I mean,
but
I think
that's
the
kind
point
of the seatbelt argument too, though. Like, why, you know, you're not guaranteed to get into a car accident, but you wear your seatbelt just in case. You know,
right,
it's like, why
also,
do you have health insurance? You know.
You know, I don't think that seatbelts need to be. I mean, maybe I'm just a weirdo, but I feel like personal responsibility matters, and so I am going to wear a seatbelt because I think it's the right thing to do for me. But do I think that we need to legislate people wearing a seatbelt? I mean, if people want to get into a car accident, fly out of their car, and be dead on the pavement. I mean, good on you. If that's what you think is great, I don't know if it's the government's job to mandate that kind of stuff. And that's always been my same philosophy with masks. If they make you feel better, if they make you feel safer, if you think they work, good for you. Do it. Wear them.
Well, okay, so I'm the only one who has not traveled, and I have not been to a restaurant in a year. So I'm the one who, like, I've been home, and I'm not up for the vaccine yet, but I'm going to get it as soon as I can. So according to the Harris Poll survey, I don't really know how I feel yet about how soon I'm going to do stuff once I'm inoculated. But apparently, according to this survey, 25% to 30% say that they're going to wait, even though they've had the full inoculation, they're going to wait to resume activities like dining out or flying until the nation reaches herd immunity. That's a pretty large number of people, 30% polled saying that they're just going to wait. There are a sizable number of people who said that they prefer to wait until at least 70% of the population is immune or vaccinated. So if that's the case, then we're going to have a bit of a slower opening summer season than maybe anticipated. I think, Jen, more people are going to be like you, and as soon as stuff is open, you're going to go. I think a lot of people, I live in a resort community at the Jersey Shore. I'm sure people are chomping at the bit to get here and get to the beach and go out to dinner and you know, go out to bars and when they're open again. And I think that people are probably just too cooped up and they're going to, you know, hopefully not act like people are in spring break in Miami. But
I think more people are going to rush to it. I think there's something worth clarifying, because while I say to you, if I'm fully vaccinated, I feel like that is my pass to roam freely about the cabin. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't account for the habits that have been created, because I think that my habits have changed a lot. I think I am now more of a homebody because I've been shut down for a year. I used to be out all the time. And maybe I'll kick back into gear at some point, but new habits have been created. And so I think what we have done in a year is a lot of damage to our psyche, as to a lot of people who are now afraid. They're thinking about other people. They're thinking about leaving their home, about leaving their bubble. And I don't know that that's great. I think there's so much fear-based thinking that was already in existence. I don't know if we've done ourselves any favors. And me included, I know I've changed my habits. You know, I'll probably, as much as I'd like to say, yes, I would jump out there, and in my heart, that's how I feel. My habits have completely changed. I don't think of restaurants as part of my daily routine or weekly routine or monthly routine anymore.
Yeah, it's interesting. So there's a little bit of good news here, though. So now in January, from this same group of people surveyed, 25% said that they would feel medically safe traveling by plane a few weeks after their second dose. That's now up to 28% of people say that they would travel. 31% now say that they'd be comfortable attending a concert or a sporting event after being vaccinated. And in January, that was only at 24%. So we're definitely, we're kind of inching in the right direction in terms of people feeling like once they've gotten their vaccine, they'll feel like they could sort of do more normal stuff. But, you know, then the X factor are the people who don't want to get vaccinated. Some people who medically cannot get vaccinated. My friend's grandma is allergic to shellfish. She can't take any of the vaccines. And she's in her 80s. So, like, what happens to her? Does she live in a bubble for the rest of her life? You know, there are some X factors still. But I think it's good news that people are feeling a little bit more confident.
And for older people that can't get it, I guess you rely on your loved ones to get it and,
right.
mm-hmm. and keep you involved. That's
right.
probably the path forward. All right, good stuff. And you can let us know if you've gotten the vaccine. Jay can put that up on social media. Well, how long is it going to take for you to get back to, and I'll use air quotes here, normal, if we do go back to normal after you get the vaccine? A little bit to think about here on the DJV show at 45 minutes past the hour.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com, learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
As work, school and shopping has been forced to migrate online in the last year, apps have allowed consumers to pamper themselves with all kinds of treats such as weekly meal prep deliveries, monthly beauty box surprises or box set streaming services. According to new research from Umarsis, subscription-based services have created a new trend towards more mindful shopping. Chris Godridge from Umarsis explains.
The use of mobile has skyrocketed since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. And at Umarsis, we've noticed a new trend towards more thoughtful shopping and the psychological behavior shift which has taken place over the pandemic. We've noticed that consumers are using their phones more positively to add value to their lives. And as a result of that, a desire for more connectedness and loyalty. With businesses better understanding what their customers are longing for, it's critical to put the customer at the center of the engagement strategy. No longer does it matter which device they're on or what time of the day it is. The experience needs to be as personal as possible, seamless, and most importantly, relevant. For more information, go to imarsis.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we are here. Dougie is a little under the weather. He'll be along in a bit. In the meantime, we're talking about what you'll do after you get your vaccine. Are you going to go back to normal life? Are you going to travel? When will you feel safe to do that? And there's a new survey from Airbnb, Victoria, that talks about the 10 trending destinations for summer. I love this because I think it does our heart good to dream about summer vacation.
Mentally, it's so good for you.
It is so good.
Mentally plan a vacation. Yep.
So there have been searches for tree houses, barn rentals, like all of these weird properties. Mm-hmm. But talk about some of the destinations that have been trending for people on Airbnb.
So Airbnb, they've put out their list of the top 10. So let's go through this quickly. Whitefish, Montana, Lake of the Ozarks, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, Orderville, Utah, Cape San Blas in Florida, Lake Powell, Arizona, Round Top, Texas, Cape May, New Jersey, please don't come, and Southern Maine is number one.
That's because there's lots of space, fresh air around all of those destinations, but people want to travel, that's for sure.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Past the hour, it is Tech Talk time, and coming up, we've got some Intel news. $20 billion will be invested into some new tech and new factories, and that story is coming up right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica.
Hey, Phil, can you take that out?
I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, so Intel has now made a huge investment to the tune of $20 billion into new factories. They have a new CEO. His name is Pat Gelsinger, and he's not wasting any time making some big changes with Intel. At the company's Engineering the Future announcement on Monday, Gelsinger announced plans for a $20 billion investment into 2 new factories in Arizona and a new branch of the company called Intel Foundry Services, which will see Intel Foundries producing chips for other companies, which is a great thing. So the announcements are part of the new IDM 2.0 strategy, it has to be nerdy, for Intel's design and manufacturing. For government work, Intel's foundries will be located in the U.S. and Europe. They're going to have partnerships with IBM, Qualcomm, Microsoft, Google, and more. And the expansion of Intel's manufacturing efforts comes, obviously, at a critical time if you've been following anything that's been going on with computers, and if you hear the term semiconductors, there's a huge global shortage of semiconductors right now, because because of the pandemic and how that slowed down with, you know, the demand went higher and everyone working from home needed more devices. And unfortunately, the semiconductor production fell through the roof, through the floor. So adding Intel's foundries, its new, you know, business arm, that could actually help open up new avenues for companies to source these chips that are essential from literally everything from new video game consoles, which we also saw those explode in sales around the holidays, even up to new pickup trucks. I mean, every car needs its own semiconductor chipset. So Gelsinger also teased that more foundries are in the works, promising additional announcements of expansions in the U.S. and Europe and elsewhere. Intel stands at a critical junction right now. The company faces increased competition from Apple. Apple's new ARM-based M1 series of chips are going to be Intel's largest competition right now. So this is great news, and of course, we here on the DJV show, we love hearing about investments into American companies and American workers, and having two new factories in Arizona and an expansion of one that exists already for $20 billion is quite an investment and some really good news. All right. Up next, Google has some news about their new HomePod.
The Geek Out. The popularity of smart home systems continues to grow, and Google continues to add to their product lines in this category, recently showing off a new updated Nest thermostat and now the latest version of the Google Nest Hub 2. A tablet-like 7-inch display with all the Google voice commands and control features you'd expect. But the one new added feature in the Hub 2 is this radar. Putting the device in your bedroom allows it to use this radar to monitor the length and quality of your sleep and report back to you, all without having to wear a watch or other device. Interestingly, the new Hub 2 does not have a camera, ironically for privacy concerns. The new Nest Hub 2 comes at the end of March for $100, and we've got more info over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, also in Tech Talk, Fitbit is in the news. They have a new partnership with Tile. Now, if Tile sounds familiar, but you're not really sure what it is, Tile is exactly what the name is. It's a small GPS tracker that looks like a tiny tile that you can attach to your bicycle, your luggage. A lot of people have been using Tiles for many years now for tracking their luggage, so you can literally see where it is. So now, if you lose your Fitbit, or if you're a person who intends to lose things, Tile and Fitbit together will now help you for $2.99 a month or $29.99 for the year. You can sign up and have Tile Premium Service to track your Fitbit, so wherever it goes, you can just check it out on the app. All right, that's Tech Talk time. It's 58 past the hour.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.